This is Viva Podcast. Thank you for joining us in our morning daily devotion.
Remember the times when you as a child did something wrong and was punished for it by your parents or teachers at school or the elders at home. What did you do wrong? Was it a lie that you told, something small that you stole, or was it because you got into an argument with your siblings? It could be anything. You and I may have faced the consequences of those actions and also perhaps received forgiveness. The truth is that we are all enslaved by sin. From the time we were born, we are dead spiritually. How can we be free from sin? This is the big question. The Apostle Paul declared, "What a wretched man I am! Who will rescue me from this body that is subject to death?" Romans chapter 7 verse 24. The only way of freedom from the enslavement of sin and death is through the redeeming act of Christ on the cross of Calvary. Christ became our sacrifice so we can be redeemed. Jesus Christ set us free. Galatians chapter 5 verse 1. Redeemed. Romans chapter 5 verse 8 reads, "But God demonstrates His own love for us in this, while we were still sinners, Christ died for us." Romans chapter 3 verses 25 and 26 reads, "And all are justified freely by His grace through the redemption that came by Christ Jesus. God presented Christ as a sacrifice of atonement through the shedding of His blood to be received by faith. He did this to demonstrate His righteousness, because in His forbearance He had left the sins committed beforehand unpunished. He did it to demonstrate His righteousness at the present time, so as to be just and the one who justifies those who have faith in Jesus." This is the truth, that God is holy. By nature, He is holy. Habakkuk chapter 1 verse 13 says, "Your eyes are too pure to look on evil. You cannot tolerate wrongdoing." Colossians chapter 1 verse 21 says, "Once you were alienated from God and were enemies in your minds because of your evil behavior. At one point, we were alienated." Another Bible translation, the Message translation, puts it like this: "At one time, you all had your backs turned to God, thinking rebellious thoughts of Him, giving Him trouble every chance you got." This is what the Bible emphasizes, that we had our backs turned to God. In the Old Testament, we read in Leviticus chapter 1 verses 1 to 4, "The Lord called to Moses and spoke to him from the tent of meeting. He said, 'Speak to the Israelites and say to them, when anyone among you brings an offering to the Lord, bring as your offering an animal from either the herd or the flock. If the offering is a burnt offering from the herd, you are to offer a male without defect. You must present it at the entrance to the tent of meeting so that it will be acceptable to the Lord. You are to lay your hand on the head of the burnt offering and it will be accepted on your behalf to make atonement for you." The priests were instructed to offer the sacrifice before God in place of, as a substitute, as an atonement for people's sin. And God accepted the sacrifice. Now, Jesus Christ became our atoning sacrifice. Redemption for us is in Christ Jesus. Jesus paid for our sins and freed us from the slavery or enslavement of sin and death. Let us be reminded that God has been merciful to us. In His redemptive plan, God miraculously set us free from our sins and brought us back to a relationship with Him. Redemption means to be brought back, and the redemptive act of Jesus was at a high price. A costly price had to be paid for our sins. God presented Christ as an atoning sacrifice. For you know that it was not with perishable things such as silver or gold that you were redeemed from the empty way of life handed down to you from your ancestors, but with the precious blood of Christ, a lamb without blemish or defect. He was chosen before the creation of the world, but was revealed in these last times for your sake. Through him you believe in God, who raised him from the dead and glorified him, and so your faith and hope are in God. 1 Peter chapter 1 verses 18 to 23. The true sacrifice was complete in Jesus when he offered himself to God as the one and only sacrifice acceptable for our sins, for all mankind, for all time. We read in Hebrews chapter 10 verses 12 to 14. But when this priest had offered for all time one sacrifice for sins, he sat down at the right hand of God, and since that time he waits for his enemies to be made his footstool. For by one sacrifice he has made perfect forever those who have been made holy. Praise God, you and I are redeemed by the precious blood of Christ. God bless you.
Dear listener, we are here to stand with you in your time of need. We want to pray with you and for your prayer request. Do you need someone to talk to? We are here for you. Call us or send a message at +91 636 425 2164. +91 636 425 2164. God bless you.